wonderful Father. You deserve, truly you deserve all the glory. All the glory. We want to thank you, Master. We give you glory and honor. Mighty ruler. Mighty provider. We bless your name. Father, I declare your lordship over this service and all the services that will be here. Let the heavens remain open over your people. We thank you. We trust you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You are most welcome for our Eureka Kingdom time, which is our solution moment. Tell your neighbor, say, this is your solution moment. Praise God. Church, I want to encourage you to know that the word of God is so powerful. There's nothing more powerful than the word of God. Just believe the word of God and do it. Your life won't remain the same. Praise God. We are looking at a very important subject. What are you seeing? It's a question. What are you seeing? What are you seeing? Sister Grace, tell me, when we see, seeing something, perceiving it, what do you used to see? Tell me, what do you used to see things, to notice them, to see them? Your eyes. Two major things. So we see using our minds, and we also see using our physical eyes. Praise God. That's why sometimes we pray, this is what I want. This is the kind of house I want. And you picture it in your mind, that this is the kind of house I need. That's the kind of picture I need. Praise God. Because some people pray, I said, God, I want to put something like this one's people have put. I want to give me something like this one. No. You don't pray for God to give you something like your neighbor's. Find out what he wants for you. You are different. God has a plan for everybody. You see, now if you believe, you see, that's why I want a business like this one. And then they go and begin to compete. Where mommy has a shop, several people have come there. Some of them come to sell plates. Then they begin to change. They begin to look at her business again. With us, she's selling food stuff mostly. They go to sell plates, they're again looking. Say, but you people, why do you have a lot of customers? They begin to ask Rebecca and other people. Even the one of chicken, they came to sell chicken. Their eyes again and they begin to interfere with the business. Praise God. The one who was selling plates there, she had come and opened a big plate and was really concerned about her business. So I said, you go and close her business. Let her go. Said, now, Lord, if this one came here to fight instead of doing a business, there's no space for her here. Quickly, the place closed and she took her plates. You see, you need to understand the authority we have. We are peaceful people. No one, you have been there in your saloon, in your shop for so many years, someone comes to mess you up. No, don't allow them. Praise God. So I looked, I said, God. So, because I was saying, God, give me something also, something. I want to put something like this one, see, around here. See, then I saw the video. Said, no. So, you see, then I said, the first reaction was, this one will take me a lot of money. Can you imagine? Now, it is the plan. When God has a plan for you, he has the money. So, you don't fear the cost. Don't fear the cost. Otherwise, you become ordinary. You are not ordinary. You are extraordinary. Amen. Praise God. And of course, even the house eventually I put there for now. And then, now, I began to have other plans. In fact, according to what God showed me, even what I have there is nice. Praise God. It is different, actually. Praise God. So, church, what are you seeing? What are you seeing? What are you seeing? You see, sometimes we say God is not answering us. What are you seeing from your heart, in your mind? What do you see? What do you see? Now, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 to 12. I'm reading from NIV. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 to 12. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, 11 to 12. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. The Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. Praise God. Just look at this. God had called Jeremiah to be a prophet. Jeremiah at first was not willing. He was giving excuses. I don't know how to talk. Oh, I will fail. Oh, this and that. Even feared people. But God told him, Jeremiah, I've given you the power. I've given you the power. I've given you authority over kingdoms. Kingdoms. To root them out, to pull them down. And to plant. To put in place what is in line with what I have for you. What the kingdom has. Praise God. And look at what Jeremiah said. I see the branch of an almond tree. I replied. The Lord said to me, you have seen correctly. I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. You see, it is so important for you to see what the word of God wants you to see. Praise God. See what the word of God wants you to see. Because something happened on the cross. A price was paid for you on the cross. Praise God. A price was paid. Whatever you have as a born-again believer is not free. It's not free. Don't begin to allow the devil to put a stronghold in your mind. How will it happen? How will it happen? How will this happen? No one in our clan has ever had this. No one in our family has ever had this. No, no, no. You are not in your clan. Praise God. You are in the kingdom of God. You are in the government of God. You are in the clan of Jesus Christ. Amen. Whatever is good in that clan, which agrees with the word of God, it is okay. It is yours. It's God who put it there. But whatever does not agree with this word, it's not yours. It's not yours. Don't accept it. What do you see? Some people see them, I don't think I will get healed. I don't think I will get healed. They see themselves sick all the time. They see themselves sick. They see themselves sick. And nothing changes. They pray for them. They pray for them. They are not able to receive the grace that heals. They are not able to see the grace that brings the change they need. Because they keep seeing a different thing. God told Jeremiah that you are seeing correctly. Because the option of seeing wrongly is there also. It is what the devil throws at you to see. That option is there. You must refuse it. Because now, that's what Apostle Paul said. Because now you are in the kingdom. The word of God gives you the culture of the new kingdom. The word culture means a way of life. How you speak, how you act, how you live. Praise God. You have seen correctly. One time I was asking God, I said, God, there are some people who tithe. They pray for money. And they are not receiving it fast enough, quickly. Why? What is the problem? And God answered that prayer of mine. And God said very clearly to me. I got the message very well. He said, how can they see abundance in finance if they are only thinking of lack? They are only seeing lack. They are only seeing shortage. How can they have that abundance? Can you imagine? You are a tither, but you are only thinking of how there is no money. Of the lack. You're wondering how you will survive. That is what we are thinking. You are not looking at abundance. You are not looking at more than enough. That we are told in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 from verse 6 to 11, 12. Is able to cause grace to abound towards you so that you can have all that you need and more than enough for every good work. And more than enough. Praise God. Say more than enough. That is my portion. You see, you stop looking at lack. Say, God, I'm looking at the time of abundance. I'm looking at earning 5 million. If your faith cannot yet make you even think of 5 million, maybe you can start with 1 million. But you know, some people cannot even think of a certain thing because they don't have faith that can reach there. Me, I can pray for 100 million. I can pray for 1 billion. I can pray for 5 billion because my faith can reach there. Some people, they don't even want to see that. This is too much. So what you see, what you keep seeing, is what you'll have. Praise God. Even when I pray for you, and I'm speaking very big things, take it. Because I'm doing it in the name of the Lord. Because I know the promises of God for you. What do you see? Church, that is one of the areas we should deal with. The devil causes you. You know, I'm telling you, this battle is very terrible. And yet it is very easy for you to overcome using the word of God. You know where the battle is? It's not outside. The devil uses, attack you in the mind. Attacks you in the mind. Now, if he stops you from seeing abundance, if he stops you from seeing, for example, how many of you are not even thinking of having your own land? You have never thought about it, but you are praying for survival. You are praying for certain things. You be honest. You have not yet considered a land or a house, but you are praying for the basics for life. Can I see you? Yeah, put up your hand straight. God bless you, God bless you. But God will take you beyond that. Praise God. You see, she's thinking of survival. But you see, now, you don't have to stop there. You need to have everything that God has for you. You see, the Bible says in Acts, I think 17, yes. From around verse 19, 20 there. That from one man, God created nations of men. And he appointed where they would live and the season of their life. He created nations of men. He appointed where they would live. He appointed that you would be born in Uganda. You would be an African. And he also has land for you in Uganda here. And he has a portion for you in this city where he has put you. Praise God. You know, in every tribe and every, there are positive things in their culture. Very positive. Very good things. If they condition you to begin to think, for example, the Baganda who live in the city here, the moment they get money, in fact, that's the people in the city are made to think like that. The moment they get money, the first thing they think of buying is what? Land. You just look at that land. It's a very good culture. But I don't know in the village why they sell away land. Because when you go, you find that they don't have now land. Other people have bought deep inside Buganda. I don't know. In fact, I've not asked to find out. I don't know if someone knew. Why do they sell, Miriam, why do they sell in the village, why do they sell land? Off. But in the town, when they get money, the first thing they want to buy is land. Then the next thing is a house. They want city life. You see, they don't want to be in shallow. Someone is saying. In fact, they want city life. But you see, you can take the city life there. Because now you don't need electricity to pull it, this one of ginger. You can put solar and have everything. Have your TV, have everything. Even have pipe water there using solar. Praise God. So you don't need to, you just need to take Kampala there. You want a tile house, take the tile house there. So it depends on what, you see, they have been made to see that. In the kingdom of God, see what God has for you. Amen. When you see what God has for you, you'll have it. Amen. He says you cannot keep seeing poverty and then you become a rich man, a rich child of mine, a rich daughter of mine. No, it cannot happen. Praise God. Amen. Stop seeing shortages. Stop seeing poverty. Begin to see abundance. I'm here to remind you that abundance is your portion.
Amen.
You just look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse number 9, that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, he became poor for your sake, to make you rich. He left the gold, the street of gold. He came on earth to sacrifice for you. He sacrificed on the cross. He became poor, because on the cross is where Jesus became completely poor. Before he was killed, he had a treasurer. Judas was the one carrying the money bag. Judas was the one. And Jesus knew he was a thief. He was also stealing from that money bag. But he left him there. But you saw the price he paid later, and it was not a good price. Praise God. But on the cross, they removed everything he had, even his cloth. He only remained with a loincloth around him. He took up our poverty on the cross. He took up your poverty. And so the curse of poverty will not work in your life. I break the curse of poverty in your life. You shall not live in lack. You shall live in abundance. In the mighty name of Jesus, give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You see, some people who have built up a stronghold, there are Christians who say, that is not riches. That is a spiritual riches. Spiritual. When did Jesus ever become poor spiritually? Because he says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Though he was rich, he became poor. So you can never say Jesus was poor spiritually. Jesus was actually poor in regard to resources. Because he had the resources that he got here. Was not like what he had in glory. Because that's why the Bible says that he's able to meet all our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ. God is able to meet all our needs. Praise God. God is able to meet all your needs, including clearing your debts. Amen. Through his riches in glory by Christ. Is able to meet all, not some, all, not some, all. Praise God. And let me tell you, church, one of the things we have to fight so much is debt. Also, debt comes because we have neglected the word. Sometimes it's a spiritual thing, but this is a season for you to deal with it, break it, cut it off, so that the enemy does not put you in that wrong spot. But the Bible says that let no outstanding debt remain apart from the debt of love. So I always pray and say, God, debt is not permitted in my life other than the debt of love. Praise God. Amen. And then we are told in Deuteronomy 28, around 12, 13, 14 there, that he's able to open up his treasure. His treasure. His treasure in heaven and bless you so that you are able to lend to many nations and borrow from none. So you have to tell yourself, Lord, it's not permitted for me to borrow. I shall lend but not borrow. Praise God. So abundance is your portion, church. You just look, let's look at Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. This book of the law, this teaching of mine, this word that I've promised to people, my covenant people, you're a covenant person. But thou shalt meditate therein day. Think about what I've promised you day and night. Think about it day and night. Why do you have to think about it day and night? Why? About those wonderful promises of God. Now, Sister Grace, you have a need in your life. And the Word of God has given out, outlined some solutions, what He offers you. Now, you have to go back to His Word and think about it and claim it. Why do you have to think about it day and night? Why? So that you can do what? You see. Not to see God, you see what He promises you. You see it first in your mind. You see it. You see that nice house in your mind. You see that booming business in your mind. You see that money in your bank account, that saving in your account. You first see it. Praise God. You first see it. When you are stuck financially, what are you thinking of? How do you get out of that spot? Sow a seed. Why? Because the Bible says, as long as the earth remains, God told Noah, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Whether it is cold, whether the economy is good, whether the economy is bad, whether it is night, whether it is day, whether it is rainy, whether it is dry, that cycle, seed time and harvest will never cease. What do you want to harvest? What do you want to bring into your hand? Sow. Use what is in one to get what you don't have. So when you are stuck, sow. When the enemy has raised a standard against you, put a sacrifice. You knock them off, you begin to move. You don't have to fear. Like during this fasting now, there are some people will call you from the village, from where your friends, they want something to eat. What you should have eaten for all your lunches, put them together, send them. He says, when you feed the hungry, I will make your sun shine like noonday sun. Even if it is night, even if it is evening, I will brighten your life. Praise God. You go back to the Word. You fall back to the Word. You fall back to the Word. Praise God. Meditate there in day and night. Why? So that you can see it. After you have seen it, you do it to experience it. You do it to experience it. It is experiencing the Word of God that brings the hope that you have concerning that Word to reality. It brings the hope to reality. When you apply the Word, many people don't apply the Word. Instead, they talk what they learned, the wrong things they learned. They carry it. No. You have to renew your mind. You have to renew your thinking. You have to change the way you think. The way you have been thinking brought you up to where you are now. Brought you up to where you are now. That's why Pastor Ken and even the choir and the rest, you all the time you begin to think, let God lead you to do new things. You say, God, now, the next level, what do you want us to do? You don't get stuck in a song that is for 20 years, you sing the same song. No. No. You begin to say, God, give us new songs. The old ones are good. They come at a certain point. But songs with meaning, songs that apply to a certain occasion, songs that can make you remember the promise of God very quickly. You see the way the Nigerians sing. They don't waste their song. Most of them don't. In good churches, they don't. It's a message that stirs up the faith of people. It's a message. When you begin to sing, for me as a preacher of the Word, I begin to feel the Spirit now begin to move. When the Spirit begins to move, I can begin to preach now. when the spirit begins to move, I begin to, things begin to happen in the spirit realm. I'm able to begin to see. Praise God. But when you bring the wrong song, I feel nothing. You see, and you see now what happens is it is you. That's why you have to be a prayer. All the choir people, they have to be very prayerful. God, give us the song. Give me, what do I sing now? Don't. It's not about just singing. It's ministry. Praise God. And God will give you, surely he'll give you. Sometimes I pray, I say, God, give them the right song. And the very song I want them to sing is when they begin to sing it. You see? That is it. Apply it, then you'll make that way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. Praise God. You shall succeed in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's look at Proverbs 23, verse 7b, the first part. A, verse 7a. Proverbs 23, verse 7, but the first part. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. This is a very deadly statement, very powerful. But if you are thinking the wrong thought, it's very deadly. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You become what you think. You become what you can never rise beyond what you think. And no one will force you to think. God will not force you to think. God will give you what to think. You choose. And the devil will give you what to think. And your whole culture will give you what to think. But you have to remember that you are in the kingdom. You have to begin to develop kingdom culture. Before you got saved, if you are fornicating with men, with women, anyhow, and yet you are not even married to them, you don't continue in that culture. You stop it. Ask God, God, let me marry properly, and God will be able to give you a wife or a husband. Some men fear the issue of marriage. Where will I get dowry? Where will I get money for wedding? Where will I get it? They become worried. Why? Why are they worried? They're seeing only lack. They don't see the promises of God. They're seeing lack. They're seeing only lack. And so they make things very hard. In fact, let me tell you, it's not the devil that fights us most. We are the ones who fight ourselves. The old us fight us, the new us. Praise God. And that battle is done in your mind. So you better see what God promises you. You accept it. There are some believers who fear to accept the good thing that God offers them. They are afraid to accept it, because they have been made to believe that it is impossible. A strong wall in your mind will make you think, believe the lie, even when it is contrary to what the word of God says. This is a season for you to dismantle them. For as he thinking in his heart, so is he. Look at that church. You become what you think. You see yourself unmarried, you will remain unmarried. What you are thinking about your marriage and your future, can God use it, Alex, to bless you and help you? What you are thinking about your partner in your heart, can God, is it acceptable to God? So let me tell you, most people are the ones fighting themselves, and they think it's a demon. In fact, the one inside you is greater than the demon who is outside there. So a demon cannot stop you. But you can only allow a demon to stop you when you believe the lie that the demon has put in your heart. And no one can love you. No one can love you. And you accept it. You cannot be loved. That is why we have to be very careful in our families, in our relationship, in our workplace. If you are married, compliment your husband. Compliment your husband. Encourage your husband. Never tell your husband that you're a useless man. Never, because now, that is a lie of the devil. Because remember, man was created in God's own image. In spite of the mistakes they are making, if you're a believer, pray for God to deliver that man. Never attack your children and say they are useless. Because those are the lies the devil will use. You see, one day God told, I don't remember, he was talking to Jeremiah. He said, Jeremiah, these people, they don't listen to my words. They don't respect my words. But I want to give credit to the Rechabites. Is it the Rechabites? Yes. These ones whose father told them that you will never what? Buy land. Yes. You will never drink. They had the head of that clan told them, the head of that family, that no child in my family will take alcohol. No taking alcohol. And you will also never build houses. You will live in tents. You don't build houses. Can you imagine? So, one time God was speaking to Jeremiah. I said, but Jeremiah, these fellows cannot even listen to what I've told them and promised them and taught them. But I give credit to the Rechabites. You can imagine these fellows here, they have listened to what their fathers told them. They have never taken alcohol, they have never even built a house. You see, because they decided to take what their father did, God could not even force them to make them live in good houses. They remained staying in tents. God could not force them. God cannot fight with you over what you have decided to believe. No, he will allow you and there's nothing he can do. Oh, good promises that come and praise God. So don't give your loved one things that the devil can put in their heart to make them fail. And even men, never shout at your wife. Don't attack your wife. Don't let them look like they are nothing. You have just helped them. Can you imagine that? That's for a born-again person to think like that is very terrible. It is very horrible. Say horrible. It is very horrible. But we should only speak what builds. Praise God. Lift up your hands and talk to the Lord. Say, Lord, help me to begin to see correctly.